I am Paula Gordon, welcoming you back with Bruce McKeever and Thomas Lux. Poetry with a small p in the biggest possible sense is holding us as we hold it in conversation. When you talk about people missed the chance, people didn't make the chance. I mean, there's a give and take in this. You both love poetry, and you have, in real ways, sacrificed and not to be able to make this a serious part of your lives. When one of the things that has always amazed me with people who write the kind of intense poetry that you both write in different ways is your willingness to be exposed, to bring the pain of losing your wife out to let me look at it, to bring your anger with war out to let me look at it, to let me see that interior of which you speak, Bruce. And Tom, you've been doing this for 35 years, I guess, maybe 45 years, whatever. Your willingness for me to know you in a way even more than in a than one knows in the biblical sense, how shall we say? This is almost more intimate than the ultimate physical intimacies, in that this is everything you are in some way. How do you have that kind of courage? I guess I stopped Tom, the band Tom, no, here, didn't
well,
I?
Tom does it all the time, but I'll never forget having to read, realizing what it was I was doing, besides I said this is a beautiful tree or something, but when I really got that this is, in order for it to be good, it had to be part of the interior. Because I'm a product of workshops and learning that way, not the other way of in being in school, but laying my first poem out at a workshop and having people, just a group of people I didn't know, tear it apart. And it is that's a very frightening experience, and you really it does take a certain amount of courage to lay it out there, because real poems, they got your guts right out there.
Yeah, I mean, you do, and you have to write what your gut tells you. You have to write, and you can't. You have to just trust that. I made a joke recently reading some new poems. I said, what I want to know is when a fatwa is put out against me, how many of you are going to have my back? Mm-hmm. You know, because I have some poems that are critical of religious fundamentalism, not just Islam either. And, you know, I have to write those poems because it infuriates me when people claim that they are the interpreters of God's word and saying, this is what God says you have to do. Those people infuriate me, and they're also dangerous, incredibly dangerous. They kill people because they say they think God has justified that. They kill people in God's name in great numbers, and that angers me. So I'm gonna write about stuff that angers me as well as what I love and what I praise. Bruce's elegies to Georgia are. It's a way of making something out of the grief, out of the pain, making something beautiful. It doesn't make the loss go away. It doesn't diminish the loss, but you're making something beautiful, a piece of art out of something lost. And also someone else might read it who's experienced something similar, and that might help their hearts heal a little bit. Help them get through something as terrible as the loss of a loved one.
Yet you do much more than that. For all that, you clearly are dealing with an essential human grief. What is bigger than to lose one's beloved? Perhaps losing the planet is bigger, but
yeah.
These are all the big things. You also take me to Egypt, where I can understand in ways that had I not been there, I might not have thought about, oh, they had cows then and they have cows now, and there is another way of thinking about eternity. And you take me to see the mountains, and you take me to Asia where it's busy or where it's quiet. All of these things work. It doesn't have to simply be the big stuff. It can also be the little stuff, which is back into the eternal moment, yes?
Sure,
right. Well, Bruce? I think if I can go back to what Tom was talking about in terms of Greek, I had a really interesting experience. I'm a student. I go 2 days a week to the Harvard Divinity School. I'm a special student. And I was working with an anthropologist there named Michael Jackson, who is really great, who had his theory comes out of that telling the story helps heal. He's dealt with refugee populations, the Aborigines and stuff. And so through writing, telling the story, it helps heal. And we shared, and I was listening to his lectures, and I went and showed him the book that I wrote for my wife. He said, "That's really interesting. Here's my book that I wrote when I lost my first wife at age 41. He said, "There must be other poetry. What should you?" So I wrote my paper on this, on books that guys had written or women had written about the loss of a spouse. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely, there are hundreds of them. And Tom helped me. Thomas Hardy wrote a whole series. In fact, it affected his whole life. Oh. And on his deathbed, he was still writing a poem for the wife that he lost. That was his last. Poem. So, this is what it is. Is it is a way of the help the healing, but it is a way of really trying to get over, to get back in control for the human being, to get back in control of that unknown that they've been confronted with. Mm-hmm. And it is all over this poetry of trying to reclaim trying to describe grief.
Well, poetry is often we often turn to poetry in hard and difficult times. And even if the person writing those poems is not, writing the best poems, that can be helpful and
is that
useful.
Part of knowing the tradition, Tom?
Well, if somebody wants to write poems for themselves or a few friends or family, that's okay. They don't need to worry about that. That's just your feelings. If you want to turn them into real art as well as your feelings, then you learn the tradition and you learn the craft. But when at 9/11, for example, after 9/11, there was a huge explosion of poetry in this country. Everybody was writing poetry about it. We often turn to poetry like we turn to religion in times of hard times, tragedies, etc. And what does that say? That says something. People millions of paintings didn't come out of 9/11. Millions of musical scores didn't come out of it. But millions of poetry or thousands and thousands of poems did. Maybe most of them weren't that good as pieces of art, but still, it was something it's something we turn to when our hearts are hurting. But we also turn to it when our hearts are filled with joy. Mm-hmm. And praise. I think I write two kinds of poems. Angry poems, anger against cruelty, injustice, inequality, bigotry, ignorance, things like that. And then praise poems, just poems that are in love with the world and praising the world and praising the things of the world. I think I'm a fairly limited poet in my range of subjects.
I have to add to that, you and I are neighbors, and we were taking out the garbage or something equally glamorous, I think is the word, isn't it? And I said something, and you said, "Well, you and I do the same thing," and I'm garbage. No, he said, "We tell the truth." Oh, well, I held on to that. Isn't that also part of what this poetic thing is about?
Try to tell the truth. I always say that we can never presume that we are telling the truth, but try to tell the truth. Truth is beauty, beauty, truth. That is all you know on earth and all you need to know.
To whom we attribute that?
I never say that I'm telling the truth, but I say that I'm trying like hell.
Is that right, Bruce?
Well, I think you're trying to be yourself. And, where's that inner self? coming from.
Are you also creating that self in the process?
Well, I think you do. I think it comes out of, you know, I went to a wonderful exhibit last weekend at New York, the Noguchi Museum, and one of his sayings was, I think, that, you know, art comes out of solitude. And so you say, well, like going into yourself. I mean, I think poetry comes out of paying attention and going deep into yourself and coming out and saying what's down there, and it sort of comes out, you know. In a way, it is religious, you know. It is, for me, God is in solitude. That's where you come to art and truth and all these things. When you reflect, when you do anything, I find, you know, religion, it is in great silence. And that's when these ideas just come out of nowhere. You don't know where that angel came from. And but it doesn't come if it's too crowded, does it, Tom? If you're too busy?
It doesn't come if it's too crowded, and you also have to be ready for it.
Yeah.
What's that old saying about, inspiration or things happen to people who are prepared, you know? When you're ready for it and you have some of the tools, and writing is a process of discovery. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what the poem really needs to be about when I start writing the poem. I hope mm-hmm. to discover that while I'm working on the poem.
We will discover what comes next in just a moment. Be with us when Thomas Lux, Bruce McKeever, and I, Paula Gordon, come right back.